Welcome to the English News from Radio Tamazuch today, Tuesday, 2nd April 2019. But first, our main headlines. Machar receives invitation to the Vatican. Prosecution witnesses testify during detainees' trial in Juba. Government to increase taxes on alcohol and telecommunication services. And now, our news in detail. South Sudanese opposition leader Riek Machar has been invited by Pope Francis to attend a meeting in the Vatican. Manawa Peter Gatkoth, deputy spokesman for Machar's SPLM-IO, told Radio Tamazuch on Friday that Machar had received an official invitation to attend a meeting with President Salva Kiir in the Vatican. He said the meeting is expected to take place from the 9th to 10th of April and it will focus on restoring confidence. The deputy spokesman added that the East African bloc, IGAD, has not yet lifted Machar's house arrest.
I want to confirm that Dr. Riek Machar is still under detention. He cannot move without permission from IGAD. What happened is that his location has been changed from South Africa to Sudan. We had requested the region to allow Machar to visit some countries to push for peace process in South Sudan, but no positive response so far.
Manawa said the SPLM-IO group rejects the decision taken by the regional bloc to keep Machar under house arrest in the Sudanese capital, Khartoum. The High Court on Monday started hearing prosecution witnesses in the trial of seven men in the South Sudanese capital, Juba. Activist Peter Biarajak and businessman Karbino Wall are among the seven defendants. Biar was charged with terrorism after 8 months in jail. The prosecution charged Biar and six detainees, including businessman Karbino Wall, who has been in jail since April 2018, with public disorder, banditry, sabotage, and possession of firearms. Last week, the High Court listened to investigators and one complainant from the National Security Service. Speaking to the journalists after the court hearing on Monday, Peter Anyang, a lawyer for Peter Biar, said two prosecution witnesses testified before the judge. The lawyer further said more prosecution witnesses will appear before the court on Wednesday to be cross-examined by the defense. The defense lawyer downplayed the significance of the charges leveled against his client. He dismissed all the accusations made against Peter Biar, saying they were fabricated. Ajak Mayol Bior, lawyer for businessman Karbino Wall, said the judge declined to release his client on bail. The South Sudan government has said it will increase taxes on alcohol, tobacco, and telecommunication services by 20 to 25% this financial year. The Cabinet Affairs Minister, Martin Ilia Lomoro, told reporters on Friday that projections in tax revenue increase were made by the Minister of Finance, Salvatore Garang Mabiordit, during Friday's Council of Ministers meeting, chaired by the President.
So overall, the tax revenue put by the Minister is around about 26.3 billion SSP, and this is set to increase because of the increase in the oil production, the improvement in the security situation, and the potential increase in the exchange rate, which is now fixed at 155, as well as increase in tax collection due to the establishment of the National Revenue Authority.
Lomoro said the finance minister identified key priorities for this financial year, including salaries, essential transfers to South Sudan's 32 states, funding for the revitalized peace agreement, allocations for the security sector, as well as a reduction in budgets for travels and medical expenses. The regional dialogue conference, initially planned for March in Upper Nile region, has been postponed and is expected to be held from the 6th to 12th of May. Angelo Beda, the National Dialogue Committee co-chair, told Radio Tamazuch that the conference was postponed due to lack of access to areas controlled by the opposition groups. He said committee members were in consultations with the opposition to ensure they participate in the May symposium. In late February, opposition groups boycotted the regional conference in Bahr al-Ghazal, where citizens demanded for a federal system of government and allocation of land ownership to the government. a South Sudanese lawmaker, has urged his counterparts not to allow last week's killing of their colleague to discourage them from disseminating the revitalized peace accord. Deng Bol Jack, a lawmaker representing Workers' Union at the National Legislative Assembly in the capital Juba, was killed in an ambush while returning from a peace mission in the Mandeng area of Upper Nile region. Paul Yoana Bonju, the head of the Parliamentary Committee for Information, made the remarks on Wednesday after a lawmaker and two security guards were shot dead.
I just want to assure you that we are committed for peace. And also we want to reassure the South Sudanese people that despite the political assassination of Honorable Simon, this will not detract the honorable members from disseminating the revitalized peace agreement throughout South Sudan.
He condemned the killing and called for official investigations into the incident. However, SPLM IO Deputy Chairman for Information and Public Relations, Manawa Peter Garkwoth, said two suspects were arrested on Thursday in connection to the murder. The widow of SPLM founder John Garang, Rebecca Garang, signed the revitalized peace deal in Juba on Thursday as an eminent personality in the presence of IGAD Special Envoy to South Sudan, Ismail Wise. Rebecca was one of the country's key opposition politicians who did not get a chance to sign the peace accord brokered by IGAD. She has been loosely associated with the SPLM former detainees, high-level SPLM politicians who were arrested by the government in December 2013. Rebecca, a former presidential advisor, said many things were lacking in 2015, but this time people are fully committed to peace. Officials in Torit said at least 20 people, including a local chief, were killed in communal violence in Torit State last week. Charles Ojok Okek, Speaker of the Torit State Legislative Assembly, told Radio Tamazuj on Thursday that the clashes started in Torit County on Sunday over a cattle raid.
I can confirm that 17 people from Pari community of Lafon County were killed. According to the report, three people from the Lokiri of the Torit County, including the chief of Lokila, were killed.
He said 10 people from both sides were injured in the clashes, which broke out over accusations of cattle thefts between the two communities. On his part, the commissioner of Torit County, Fermo Peter Isara, said fighting between the two groups has killed dozens of people. He said that the Pari community of Lafon County attacked their Logiri counterpart during a meeting, triggering the fighting. The commissioner of Lafon County could not be reached for comment. A three-day peace conference ended on Wednesday last week in the area of Todach, in the disputed area of Abyei between Sudan and South Sudan. The event was jointly organized by the United Nations Interim Security Force for Abyei, UNISFA, FAO, and IOM. A total of 85 participants from both Ngok, Dinka, and Miseria communities, including 14 women representatives, attended the conference. Participants resolved that all challenges to peace in Abyei should be resolved in a collaborative way through dialogues, meetings, and conferences. The road linking Northern Lech and Southern Lech states have been renovated and is open for use since Friday. Southern Lech State Deputy Governor Larika Mashar told Radio Tamazuj on Sunday that the road between Bentiu and Ler was rendered impassable for years due to its poor state and insecurity caused by the conflict. The official also thanked the UN forces on the ground for their continued support in development projects in the region. Over 70 heads of cattle were raided in an attack in Wat, a town in South Sudan's Bia state, on Saturday. Speaking to Radio Tamazuj on Sunday, the State Information Minister, Peter Nin Tut, said the incident occurred when an armed group ambushed local herders grazing cattle on the outskirts of the town. The minister, however, said no one was hurt during Saturday's attack, which he largely blamed on armed Murle youth from Boma State. Boma State authorities could not easily be reached for comments. Local officials in Duk Pagak County of South Sudan's Jonglei State say the only health facility in the county has run out of life-saving medicine. The county commissioner, James Yen Jal, told Radio Tamazuj on Friday that area residents have, since last week, depended on herbal medicines for treatment as health services at the facility are lacking. He said the facility has been receiving patients from neighboring states and medical consignments received 4 months ago are finished. The local official urged health partners in the country to supply medicine. While in Awil Hospital, health workers have not been able to work due to lack of motivation. The hospital director, Rick Madhok Ding, told Radio Tamazuj on Friday that the hospital lacks finances to pay its volunteers who have been working for long without appointment from the government. That marks the end of Radio Tamazuj English News for today. Here is a recap of our main headlines. Machar receives invitation to the Vatican. Prosecution witnesses testify during detainees' trial in Juba. Government to increase taxes on alcohol and telecommunication services. Thank you for listening. Join us again, same time, same place, for another English Bulletin. Have a good evening. Radio Tamazuj brings you a weekly roundup of our English News Bulletin. Tune in to Radio Tamazuj every Tuesday and Friday evenings from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. or follow us on Facebook at Tamazuj and on Twitter at Radio Tamazuj.
You can also follow us on our website www.radiotamazuj.org.